Feast When You Can by Otto Euphoric. Read by Rhea314. Fandom, Yuri on Ice, pairing Katsuki Yuri, Victor Nikiforov. Rating explicit, no archive warnings apply. It's late. Their breath blooms out in front of them in vaporous ghosts, leading the way down the road, glimmering and yellowed by the streetlights. The cold hunches like a predator, but Yuri's skin is tingling, sweaty with exertion. He has taken off his scarf and wrapped it around his arm, tipped his hood back off his head.
Cold tonight,
Victor holds up a hand and blows steaming breath through gloved fingers.
Reminds me of home.
Yuri's legs ache, calves trembling. The rink had been reserved for a birthday party that afternoon, so they'd been forced to train in the evening. It's creeping up to midnight now. Every so often a car slants past in a soft hiss of wheels on pavement. But other than that, Hasetsu has drifted off to sleep.
That last jump, Victor squeezes Yuri's shoulder, was magnificent, especially with your tired legs.
I fell, Yuri says, even as the praise lights him up inside.
Still,
Victor leans in close so that there is no one else to hear.
Your stamina is otherworldly.
Later, Yuri will claim it's a loose spot of pavement that makes him stumble. Victor will blame his own irresistible sex appeal. Irregardless, at the gate to Utopia, Yuri takes a step and his leg gives out from under him. He squeaks, bracing himself for what will be his sixth fall today. Instead, he's caught. Held. Victor's laugh floating in his ear.
Swooning into my arms as usual, I see. Shall I carry you, my prince?
Yuri goes breathless with surprise and the wheeling brightness of the stars.
Yes, please. I'm far too delicate to walk.
Victor's smile is a light above him, much closer to home. He settles Yuri more securely in his arms, the crunch of concrete turning into the soft shuffle of polished stones as he walks up the front path to the door.
I was kidding.
Amusement buzzes in Victor's chest and his arms tighten around Yuri. He slides the front door open with his foot. From the parlor come soft voices and the drone of the news, a few jet-lagged guests still awake, which means Mari will be too. Not the greatest time for Yuri to show up in his coach's arms.
Don't carry me through the dining room,
Yuri hisses needlessly, since Victor is headed for the stairs. He totters slightly on the last step. Yuri has a brief flash of the headline, promising young Japanese skater's career cut tragically short by his boyfriend's inability to pass up a romantic gesture, no matter how ill-advised.
I can walk!
Yes, I know. The real question is, why should you when you have me?
I'm heavy. You'll hurt your back.
I'm heavier than you are.
I'm not carrying you up steps.
You make a good argument, Victor says, but I reject it. Now stop wiggling. Being carried is honestly expending more energy than just walking around wood. Since Yuri has to work his abs to keep himself from becoming dead weight in Victor's arms, and tuck his head in to avoid scraping against the guest room doors. Almost all of them are occupied, and although it's doubtful that anyone staying here isn't aware it's the home base of two champion figure skaters, they probably aren't expecting to see them outside their doors at midnight doing lifts. By the time they reach Victor's room, they're both frothing over with laughter. Victor giggling so hard that when he heaves Yuri onto the bed, he falls down after him. Yuri feels bubbly, shaken up like a bottle of champagne, if it had exceptionally sore shins. He gets a glimpse of the shadowy ceiling before fingers snatch his glasses off, and he gets a blurry picture of pale hair and a flickering grin. Victor tosses his glasses toward the bedside table.
Hey!
Yuri attempts to rescue them. They've already undergone one sex-related incident. But as soon as he hits the mattress, all the strength goes out of him. He can suddenly barely hold his own head upright. Luckily, he has someone to do that for him. Victor cups the back of his neck, scratching lightly at his scalp, rippling shivers down Yuri's spine and into his belly. Victor's kisses are breathtaking. This one starts out chaste and whispery soft, just the lightest brush of contact before he anchors long fingers in Yuri's hair, pressing him down and kissing him deep and wet and addicting. Yuri doesn't have that much experience to compare, but he can't imagine anyone else could make him feel like this.
"Perfect," Victor murmurs, lips on his throat. "You're delicious."
"I'm sweaty." Victor licks up his neck and makes a deeply cheesy noise of enjoyment that nevertheless heats Yuri up. It's a good thing Victor is only effusive with his praise in bed. In the rink, he is critical to the point of aggression. Those first few weeks, he had almost brought Yuri to tears. In bed, though? Well, in bed, he has certainly brought him to tears. He is lavish with his praise, and it destroys Yuri. He's always been intensely embarrassed by porn where the actors say sexy stuff to each other, but when Victor does it, maybe it's his accent. Victor's chilly fingers creep up beneath Yuri's sweater. Yuri's senses fill up with the smell of him, his conditioner and cologne, the coffee he had been sipping continuously to keep himself alert enough for practice. Despite his reputation as a partier, Victor is a morning person.
"Victor," Yuri gasps between kisses. "Victor."
He feels drunk, exhausted to the point of dizziness. A hand slides down his belly, drawing ticklish circles before rubbing between his legs. Yuri squirms against his palm, rocking his hips and biting at his mouth.
"Watching you on the ice," Victor murmurs, "always drives me crazy."
Yuri makes a noise halfway between a laugh and a moan. The tension between them on the rink has always been there, performer and watcher, student and mentor, champion and wannabe. Even years before, Yuri would watch endless videos of Victor's competitions, feel a tiny phantom flicker of what has now blazed to life. Yuri skates his routine with Victor's eyes on him, both of them consumed with the knowledge that as soon as they get alone, his hands will take their place.
"Don't feel you have to say yes, because I know you're tired."
The promise in Victor's voice makes Yuri's toes curl into the wrinkled sheets.
"But I really want to fuck you. I've been thinking about it all."
"Yes." Yuri can't even wait for him to finish.
"Yes, yes, please."
Victor's smile is brilliant in the dark, vanishing for a moment, leaving Yuri to look up at the blurry ceiling. "We're fully booked tonight," he reminds Victor, remembering the guest register from that morning. The nightstand drawer squeals.
"We'll be quiet as mice. Very horny mice. Hands up."
Yuri raises his arms and Victor pulls his sweater up and off, static prickling over his back and neck, rippling over the top of his head as his hair floofs up. Victor chuckles and wriggles his fingers in it.
"Cute."
Yuri bats his hand away and kicks out of his pants. In the dark, with his glasses off, his vision is rendered down to almost nothing. Victor is a buoy in the gloom, a touchstone to keep his tired mind rooted to earth. At 24, Yuri has a lot of things most people don't. Custom-made ice skates, chronic knee pain, over 8,000 Instagram followers, corporate sponsors, a Wikipedia page, a modest but colorful collection of fanfiction written about him. But he's never had a sex life before. He's never needed to worry about keeping things discreet, or finding places to be intimate in a crowded and noisy household. He's never had to hide hickeys or buy condoms from the lady at the Lawson down the street, who has known him since he was 5. He has never had to worry about his furniture standing up to the activity he and Victor put it through. And he's never navigated the complicated and potentially painful annals of, well, anal.
"Fuck,"
he murmurs, as Victor sinks a slick finger into him. His legs twitch. The first few seconds are manifestly uncomfortable, but Yuri has never come up against anything he can't make his body do if he works hard enough. He takes slow breaths and lets himself relax. With his tired muscles, it's easy.
Victor lifts one of his legs, leans to kiss the crease of his knee.
That's perfect. Just like this.
The first time, Yuri had been nervous and shaky, heart beating as fast as it does at the end of a program. Still worth it, though, because it had totally wrecked Victor. He'd sucked kisses into his throat and mumbled endless desperate praise in Russian, which he had cheerfully translated for him the next morning over coffee.
Let me in, sweetheart. You take it so well. You look amazing on my dick. You're so hot. I want to be inside you forever.
Just to mention a few. Yuri had curled into a bright red ball of embarrassment by the end, but he'd still had to adjust himself under the table. When Victor is involved, his body doesn't seem to care whether the sentiments are trite, gross, or straight up out of terrible porn. Honestly, he could get Yuri hard reading a weather report if he did it in that voice, low and caught up, hypnotic with intent. Victor's fingers press further, and a deep, brief echo of sensation sparks up Yuri's spine.
Right there. Right there is good.
Here?
No. Yes, yes, God!
He cracks on the last syllable, then laughs and covers his face with his hands. Victor keeps going, banking the heat higher and tighter, making Yuri shiver and clutch at the sheets until he's bucking down onto Victor's fingers despite his shaking legs.
Get on your stomach, Victor murmurs.
Yuri scrambles to obey, pressing his face into the blankets that smell like Victor. A line of kisses moves up his back. The world gets smaller, the night condensing down to the bed and Yuri's exhaustion. It isn't a bad feeling, really, being this tired. Fatigue is only an enemy when you struggle against it, and right now Yuri can give in. He doesn't have anything to do but lie here and let Victor take him to pieces. Victor reaches the nape of his neck, plants a hot, sharp kiss under his ear, and then starts back down again. Yuri smiles into the sheets.
What are you doing back there?
Oh, am I boring you?
Just putting me to sleep.
Oh, well, feel free to take a rest if you need one. He presses one last kiss to the small of Yuri's back, the tips of his hair painting ticklish lines.
Mm-hmm,
Yuri says dreamily.
Seriously, if you're too sleepy...
His voice sounds genuine, but his cock rests against Yuri's ass in a warm, teasing line.
Do it. Come on.
Yuri cants his hips back, spreads his legs.
Okay, okay. Hold on.
Victor grunts, accompanied by the crackling whisper of a condom being opened. When he pushes inside in a slow, controlled slide, Yuri sucks in a ragged gasp and holds it.
Breathe. Victor reminds him.
Yuri growls into the mattress.
It isn't painful so much as overwhelming.
More stress on his already overworked system. He's trembling.
You're so wonderful.
Victor gasps when he's all the way inside.
I can't... Fuck, you feel so good.
Yuri swallows what threatens to become a very unsubtle noise as Victor pulls out slowly and pushes back in, sending sparks cascading across his nerves. Time goes gooey and stretched, dissolving into rhythm and the tiny sounds Victor makes as he fucks him deeper and deeper, pace increasing as Yuri adjusts. His angle changes as he shifts his weight, and Yuri's breath ripples, whistles briefly through his teeth, pleasure hitting him molten hot as he gets it right. Victor leans down to breathe soft and intimate against the nape of his neck.
I love you like this. So relaxed and worn out. You...
He snaps his hips, and Yuri keens, forgets about his own warnings about the guests.
I wish we were somewhere I could make you scream for me.
Heat bolts through Yuri. He fights to keep his head above water.
I don't scream. That sounds like a challenge. Victor's rhythm breaks for a moment. He makes a considering noise.
If I try something, will you promise to stop me if you don't like it?
The teasing lightness is gone, and before Yuri can answer, a hand claps over his mouth. He struggles reflexively, panic at being restrained filling him up. Victor immediately lets him go.
Sorry, I shouldn't have...
He starts to pull out, and Yuri reaches back to grab his thigh.
No, don't. It's okay. You just surprised me.
You can. He realizes what Victor wants to do and his cock throbs. He wants to drown out his voice so he can fuck him as hard as he wants. Push him all the way to his limits, just like he does on the ice. And just like on the ice, Yuri wants it.
Do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Victor's fingers trail across his shoulder blade, down his neck, and then back up to his mouth.
Snap your fingers for me.
Huh?
Snap your fingers.
Yuri snaps. Victor's thumb teases at the corner of his mouth, dipping briefly inside.
Snap if you want me to stop, okay? Or just throw me off. I don't want to hurt you.
You won't, Yuri thinks. But that's not a very safe way to do things, so he says, I'll snap. Initially, Yuri would have been too afraid to try this. Too afraid of messing something up and revealing the depths of his naivete. He had countless fantasies involving Victor, but in all of them, he'd been far more like his Eros character, Yuri the seducer, not Yuri the virginal, anxious fanboy. He had had offers in college, and at competitions, but inevitably his inexperience would be the thing that stopped him from getting experience. He very much does not like being bad at things. And then Victor happened. Overwhelming. That's what life with Victor is like. When he'd risen from the steam in the onsen all those months ago, Yuri had felt something inside him shake loose, his heart suddenly a thrashing kite in an unpredictable wind. He had taken over his life, his career, his heart. He had demanded more than Yuri thought he had to give. Overwhelming. And now he presses Yuri against the bed, hand over his mouth to keep his voice as trapped as his body, to keep their secret that isn't really a secret for just a little longer. His hips snap against Yuri's ass, driving the thick heat of his cock into him again and again, breaths turning to gasps, turning to little wheezing cries as the rhythm begins to break. If only Yuri could talk, he would ask who's going to keep him quiet. The sound and the smell of him fill Yuri up, narrow his awareness down to the sweat tracing from his hairline, his aching legs, the sharp ghosts of sensation when Victor scrapes his teeth along his shoulder blade in sloppy bites. Victor fucks him like he was built for it, like he's starving and Yuri is the only thing that will fill him up. As it always does when he's at his limit, he slips into Russian mid-sentence, murmuring what Yuri can tell is encouragement and curses just from the rise and fall of his voice.
I want you,
he gasps. Yuri's Russian is limited, but he knows this, even through the trembling desperation.
I want you.
You have me, Yuri thinks, focuses on the words as if Yuri can feel them through his skin.
Yuri, I'm sorry, I...
He slips back into English, biting at the rim of Yuri's ear, blowing puffs of damp breath.
I'm...
He comes with a sharp snap of his hips, burying his groans against Yuri's spine. His muscles tremble for a moment, pulled taut against the length of Yuri's body, until he makes a broken sound and sags to the side with a sigh of contentment. His fingers slip away from Yuri's mouth, rest against the curve of his jaw. For a while they just breathe together, the quiet slipping in around them like snowfall.
So how did I do?
Victor asks, after long enough that Yuri is floating somewhere in the velvety gap between waking and sleep.
Scream-wise. He wiggles his fingers. Was the hand necessary? Oh. Yuri's laugh is all breath. Maybe a little. But I think it probably would have been more discreet to take the futon off the frame. Ugh. Victor rubs his forehead against Yuri's back. I didn't think this through. Did you come? Yuri shakes his head. It's okay. He can't usually finish with Victor inside him. The experience is too all-encompassing to focus on getting himself there. He isn't even really hard anymore. Do you want me to... I'd rather sleep, I think. Victor rolls him gently to the side, and Yuri braces himself for the inevitable discomfort of him pulling out. Okay. He kisses Yuri's cheek and goes to throw the condom away. The world around them still seems small, the darkness closing them down to only this narrow space. The two of them, the bed, the occasional ping of the radiator. Victor's heartbeat plays slow percussion against his back. His hair is ticklish on Yuri's neck, but not ticklish enough for him to expend energy readjusting. Honestly, he doesn't know what he did to deserve this. This man, this life. No, that's not true. He does know. He put in the work. He did the time. He wanted to be a champion, so he trained as hard as he could. He wanted Victor, so he made him the focus of his eros. With a bursting clarity that only appears to the very inebriated or half-comatose, Yuri realizes he's been wrong this whole time. Even when he lost, when he choked, when he couldn't force himself to come back after a fall, he'd never let himself down, because everything he's done has brought him here. It's a silly sentiment, pithy. Of course life would be different if he had made different choices, but he feels the pressure of Victor at his back, the weight of the past and the future, and he falls asleep on a swell of satisfied pride. In the morning, he wakes overly warm with a crick in his neck from sleeping on his side. Victor greets him sleepily, kissing his cheek and blowing sour morning breath in his face. Ugh, that's even worse than Makachin's. Yeah, but I'm better looking than Makachin. Barely. Victor shifts beneath the blankets and wraps a warm hand around Yuri's dick, strokes slow and building, fingers moving against the sticky head, getting him easily up to that peak he couldn't climb last night. He holds him at the edge, balanced precariously, hips twitching. Do you want to take the day off? Maybe, Yuri gasps, although he knows he won't. By mid-afternoon, the pull of the ice will be too strong, that sorcery of Victor's attention and the honed responses of his own body. Victor mutters his name, sending Yuri over the edge into the freefall of electricity up his spine, bright and patient and undeniable. He closes his eyes, breathes in the morning. All the things he has, they're his, and he deserves them. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.